T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 of Football Friday. We're continuing this conversation because the Texans organization as a whole, or the team at the very least, seems like it's in this weird flux coming off of this Seattle Seahawks Monday night game. There's a lot of he said, she said, and interestingly enough, like what we're hearing is there's a lot of finger pointing from the ranks of the coaches. That continued yesterday when we heard from the coordinators. We were just talking about Frank Ross giving answers that felt very different than what we would typically hear from Frank Ross. Mm-hmm. And then Nick Caley was obviously the main attraction, as offensive coordinator has been oftentimes when we get a chance to hear from him, but even more so because after better showings in five quarters, right, one versus the Titans, then in the four in Baltimore, after a bye week, you were hoping to see a little bit of improvement, and all you got was regression, point blank, period. Mm-hmm. And so questions popped up about that, and some of the answers were, well, not some, a lot of the answers, if not all the answers, were frustrating, mm-hmm. I think is a fair description. One of those being, I think DJ Bienemy at ESPN was asking, particularly about Nico Collins, right? This is your biggest weapon, and it feels like early on, not even feels like, you can go back and look visually with tape and all 22, or even statistically, they're not doing a lot to generate open looks for him. It's really go and get it out the mud yourself. Nick Caseri was asked about that, and this is
Nick Caley.
That's a lot of Nicks. Mm-hmm. Nick Caley actually, you know, this is his response to kind of being challenged on why does it feel like you're not utilizing more things to assist Nico Collins, including motions and such.
Yeah, I mean, we move Nico around. I mean, he doesn't sit there and play primarily X. I mean, I think if you watch the formation, we do not, you know, he moves around. And I think each week is different based on what we're trying to get from a coverage structure standpoint, what we can do from a pass concept standpoint. So to put it in one box is probably not fair. But no, we try. Nico is a big part of what we do, and we try to get him involved every single game. There's not a week that we ever don't try to do that.
So we move him around putting him in a box is probably not fair. The problem with that is look at him, and DJ did a good job of this as well in his tweets, compare and contrast with other receivers in the same spot. It is not normal. It is not what offensive coordinators do with their best weapons. I can't quote the numbers off the top of my head. You may have them in front of you, but he had eight, I believe, motion passes.
Correct. He had eight instances of being used.
And most of the other number one wide receivers have 30, 40, 60. I believe I saw one with more than 60 motions already this season. That's not normal. And ultimately, Reggie, what I feel about this, I've said this before, and it's not a compliment, but I feel bad for Nick Caley. He's in over his head.
Yeah.
He's in over his head.
That's abundantly clear. I mean, there's more audio. I think DJ did a great job of continuing to ask, like, you know, of Nick Caley about schematic. Basically, are you creating schematic advantages, running those plays? And just like you heard there with the Nico Collins, it felt defensive. And I understand why he would be, right? This is very much a challenge to, are you capable of doing this? And the natural inclination would be defensive, to be the defensive. The problem is, that is not helpful in this situation, right? Like, I think Nick Caley himself has said, right, we need to be honest with ourselves. That's been something I've heard a few times that generally, when you hear it said, gives you, at least for me personally, gives you confidence. Except words are not actions. And right now the actions feel like, no, I will not be honest with myself and recognize that we are not doing enough here. And ultimately, all this he says, she said, we can go back and forth on what this means. For me, the big thing about it is you've got a game that you need to win on Sunday against a defense. That's solid, right? It's not perfect by any means, but that's solid, and that's playing a little bit better brand of football, even after losing the heart and soul of their defense. They got a win last weekend, and it was in large part, because that defense rallied and played really well despite injuries and such. You're going to need to, possibly without Nico Collins, find a way to create advantages. And not acknowledging the problem that exists means that you're never going to solve it, right? Like, that is something that is just point blank, period. In any stretch, a situation in life, if you are unwilling to acknowledge an issue, you cannot solve an issue, because what issue?
Right. And again, it points to bigger problems. But let me go back. One of the things that C.J. Stroud said day before yesterday, and we didn't play the audio. It was just one of the ones that we were listening to and watching. There was a point where he was asked about, like what it takes to get the offense going, something along those lines. And one of the first things he said, and then he just went into other things, so it didn't really stick, is he said something about, we have to have tough conversations. Remember that?
I do recall.
He said, "We, you know, tough conversations," and then he went on to some other stuff. And that has to be about Nico Collins, right? About getting the best player open, or at least part of it.
I think it's cute that you feel like you can isolate this.
Or at least part of it. At least part of it.
About Nico Collins and not about the fact that you have so many miscommunications offensive line.
It has to be part of it. But then it also leads to my bigger point here. Like, this is not normal. What is going on with the Houston Texans, and we talked about it in the last segment, defensively, the Stingley stuff with D'Amico, the special team stuff, mixing and matching. I think he said 6 or 7 returners we have. What? Like, 6, 7. I see what you did there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That was just going to be a visual gag, but you turned it into an audio one. I appreciate it.
Yes, and then Nick Caley talking about this and other things. This is not how a normal, functional NFL team operates. That is the bigger problem. They don't, that you know, you want to be at least, if not a well-oiled machine, at least, you know, structurally sound. And this is not structurally sound.
No. I would like to play a little bit more audio just to be mad for myself. Mm-hmm. This was Nick Caley, you know, talking about kind of the play calling that happened on Monday.
It's not like we go out there and run blanket concepts to every cover. We're trying to hunt things up and put ourselves in position to play the coverage structures that we're going to see from week to week. And that varies, obviously, from team to team. And then when it comes to execution, there's core fundamentals. There's, you know, in the pass game, there's some pure progressions that give you options versus a multitude of coverage. You look at the landscape of the league. You know, a lot of teams are putting a dome on coverages. It's not like it was 5 years ago where you sit there and say it's 85% post-safety zone. And when it's split safety, it's Tampa 2. Like, that doesn't exist anymore in the National Football League. So you have to have other ways to be able to hunt things up. Every week that we go into it, we're trying to find out exactly what they're doing, what their structures are, and being able to go attack it. And when you talk about schemes and you talk about, you know, the Ravens game, for example, and play actions, like, I'd love to run a lot of play actions. You know, again, we have to stay on schedule. We have to do a good job on early downs. That's not just the passing game. That's the run game. That's the passing game. And it also affects the play action game, too. And, you know, in your seven-step jam protections and stuff like that, where you can push the ball further down the field. So that's, you know, obviously we want to execute. We didn't execute at a high enough level, again, across the board in general, and we got to get better at that.
And you want to know where I hear him being out of his depth, right? Like, it feels like he was in some ways overcompensating with, like, no, let me show you. I know what's happening. But then you get to a point where you go, we would love to run these things.
Yeah.
But I can't because we're not in the right circumstances. Buddy, it's the NFL. There's a lot of teams, or literally every team, is trying to take you out of the circumstances to do what you do best.
Right. And
it is being competent at your job and capable of your job to be able to rise above and find ways around that. And so just being able to be just rather giving us an answer that basically surmises down to, well, we just got to be on schedule in order for this to work. Every week we watch numerous football games where teams are not on schedule and able to make something shake. And it's not just individual brilliance.
And then the other thing that bothered me here is, and this is, you've heard this from D'Amico a lot. Certainly you just heard it from Nick Caley. In a very passive aggressive way, he puts it back on the players. We just got to execute. We just got to execute. We're telling them the right things. I know football. I know what to expect, but we just have to execute. That's a very, very much, and D'Amico's done that. That's a very passive aggressive way of just saying players ain't doing it. Players aren't doing it.
What's crazy is I felt like we had that conversation last season.
Yes.
With the coordinator, and where players aren't doing it.
Right.
That was the whole Bobby Slowick thing, where players ain't doing what we're told or what I'm telling them to do.
And then on top of that, how does that explain, you mean they can blitz? Remember earlier this week they're saying, well, we didn't expect them to blitz. We weren't, you know,
CJ.
Yeah, CJ talked about that's not something we prepared for. Well, what? He just said, you know, all these things are possible. It's not the old NFL anymore and all this other stuff. And we didn't expect them to blitz.
Right. And so there's multiple levels to this because in some places, yeah, the talent level that you have is not good enough. Offensive line is one of those places where we've talked a lot about it. That goes to the you know, talent acquisition portion of this. In some ways, you also are now creating this, you know, this finger-pointing war where coaches are pointing to players. Players are going, I'm doing what I'm told.
Yeah.
Right, in some ways. And my big thing about it is, even if we ultimately suss out who is right in this, and I think we have our ideas and our thoughts, but let's even leave that to the side. How is this beneficial with a team that is 2-4 that is looking at a really tough stretch of, although home games, tough games.
And, right? and good defenses.
These are the times where you absolutely need to be in one accord, and as much as they said we're all in this together, it doesn't feel like it.
No, that's what
not even close to feeling.
It's not normal things going on in all three rooms.
Yeah. And I just can't get over last season how y'all say, oh, we, you know, they wasn't doing what they was told. And I guess allegedly that's why they got rid of Laramie Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a better vibe and, you know, energy and all that stuff. And it seemed like it's the same old bleep.
Yeah.
Do we got to throw all the players away at this point?
By the way, this we talked about it during the break. This game got much bigger. It's gotten much bigger in the wake of everything that's happened this week and what happened on Monday night.
It's a little more tight now.
Yeah, it is.
What, you talking about just the games? Or are you talking about the Nico Collins of it all?
The communication issues, the disconnect. Yeah.
You're trying to overcome.
And you facing Matt Jones.
And you get worked again, it's going to be a bleep show.
Right, you're trying to overcome a short week, seemingly a lack of communication or some breakdown of communication. A team that is in San Francisco that's, you know, coming off of you know, a little bit of a win for the Gipper type moment. There's a lot of things that are going to be standing opposed to you at NRG Stadium at noon. At least you're at NRG Stadium at noon with the friendly confines. I also wonder, is the fan base disillusioned to the point where you're not going to get some of the boost of being at home? I'm very, very intrigued by this football
Niners
game.
Niners travel, too.
And for none of the good reasons.
They travel, and I ain't going to lie, the media members sound a little ticked off, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They sound like they're a little bit over
this. They might be getting some information, you know, from the locker room, too. You never know.
Quite probable. Probable. Happy Football Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports.
Here we go.
Radio 6. Here we go, indeed. All right, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, because the big news of yesterday that took over the sports world was the FBI's probe into what they called Operation Royal Flush.
Love it.
Where there was a whole bunch of there was a gambling ring.
Identity.
And
it's like the Bourne identity stuff.
Yeah, it's a gambling ring. There's legal poker and all sorts of things that also pointed to some maybe possible game fixing or things of that nature, which causes people to look at games sideways. So question of the day, what's a game or outcome or moment in general that you're still skeptical about? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.